I thank you so much. I'm excited about coming over to see you guys too.
Yeah, great. Well, we're very excited in the office. When everybody heard that we had you on the show, they were like, you've Kenny Rogers. They were very, very jealous. They'll all be tuning in. But you are over here very shortly. You're with us in July for a couple of gigs. And you've gigged here before quite a lot.
I think many times, yeah. I actually kind of, right or wrong, trace my heritage to Irish and England and Indian, American Indian. So,
oh, what a mix.
I'll let you know how close that is. I'll go on Ancestry and find out before I get there.
So you haven't done it yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you feel instinctively that there might be some Irish roots?
My dad loved beer.
Okay.
That's as close as I can get.
But you don't drink beer, of course. You don't drink at all.
I don't, but my dad did. He made up for both of us.
Okay, did he? All right, okay. When you're here now, have you learned any Irish songs or have you heard any that you particularly like or anything down through the years?
Well, you know, I used to work with a group called the Irish Rovers years ago, and I always loved their stuff. You know, it's funny, you get into an area and you don't normally pay attention to the music till you get there.
Yes.
And then you find out what really cool music it is. You know, it's the same thing with me. I was in jazz for the first 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
And then I got into folk music and I was with the New Christy Minstrels. And I never really appreciated their music till I got there.
Yeah.
And then I just fell in love with it. I realized there was something so special about story songs that has social conscience.
Mm. Yeah. I really have to refer, though, to the fact that we opened there, of course, with the little snippet of your biggest ever hit, The Gambler. It seems like the second that someone says your name, they feel compelled to sing a line from that song.
That's the good news. I mean, thank God those are career-making songs. That and
yes.
Islands in the Stream and Lady and She Believes in Me. Those are songs that every artist prays for because people ask me if I get tired of doing them. I said, you know, to me, that's artillery. When I go out, I know I have something to offer that most people will like.
Mm.
And that's a great feeling when you walk on stage.
And obviously your career as well has been based on genius kind of collaborations with other artists because, you know, you're a man who's obviously had a massively successful career singing wonderful songs, but you don't necessarily write a lot of music yourself.
I can write, Sheila, but I don't. It's not something. I think great writers have to write.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that need to have to write. It's one of those things. If someone sits me down in a room and say, hey, "Let's write this song about this, that, and the other," I can contribute, and I think I do relatively well. I think I've just got so many other interests that writing is kind of secondary to a lot of that stuff. But when I get there and I get focused, I can write.
But it kind of ties into something else I heard you say about when you're working with other people, and particularly when you were duetting with Dolly Parton on Islands in the Stream. You said, everybody sings duets better than they sing by themselves. And I just loved that line.
Well, you know what happens? It's kind of equivalent to someone taking you out and running the 100-yard dash and say, run it as fast as you think you can.
Mm.
And even if you run it as fast as you think you can run it, you put someone alongside you who runs faster, and you're going to run faster, you know,
because
you sing a song as best you think you can. And then someone like Dolly comes in and does what she does. And you go, oh, wait a minute. Let me change mine now.
Yeah.
I can't leave that so long. So it's a great thrill for me. And I think it's helped me grow as a singer to do all the duets I've done.
Yeah. Well, I really want to get a sense of what life is like on the road for you now, because you're still touring. I mean, are you 75 years of age now?
I will be in August.
You will be in August. And how is that for you? Because I would imagine that it's a tough lifestyle going from country to country and a lot of traveling and not being able to settle in at home. Do you still enjoy
it? The great thing that really helps me, Sheila, is I'm a photographer.
Mm.
So during the day when other artists may sit around their hotel rooms, I'm out in a car driving around the countryside to look for photographs. And certainly there's a lot to shoot in your country. So I've done it before, but, you know, you always find something new when you go out. And I am really excited about this. I'm doing a book called Places I've Been, Things I've Seen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pictures I've taken all over the world, from China to Africa. And so certainly there will be stuff in there included for you guys in Dublin as well.
Okay, so you'll be in Dublin. And then, of course, you're gigging in Killarney as well. So Kerry is beautiful, and you have plenty of opportunity to take fab photos down there.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to Morocco first.
Oh,
and
nice.
I've never been to Morocco, so I will really enjoy that.
Okay, great. Well, I take it when you say we, you're talking about yourself and your wife, Wanda.
Yeah, and I have a band.
Yes.
But yes, I am talking about my Wanda.
I love it.
She does go with me on the fun trips.
Yeah.
She lets me do the work, but the fun trips, she's there every time.
And do your kids come with you? Because you have twin boys.
I think they're 2 years too young.
Okay.
You know, to take kids on a trip where they don't understand the history or truly appreciate the beauty, they become, you know, they're tension builders at that age. But they're wonderful kids, and they all said the other day, Dad, we want to go with us on this trip. And I said, maybe next time.
How old
but
are they
it's
now?
Just one of those things that you really, I think if I take them to New York or somewhere and they show an interest in what's happened there or what's happening there, then I would take them on a trip like this. But this is a very hard airplane trip. We start off in Agadir in Morocco, and I don't know how long that takes, but it's like going to Australia. It takes about 28 hours to get there.
Okay.
And no 9-year-old is going to be happy for 28 hours.
No. Okay, so they'll be minded at home, and you guys go off and enjoy and take loads of photos.
Well, they have a great grandmother and grandfather who take them down to the country, and they take them, let them drive their tractors, and they get a chance to be country boys, and they love that, and it's such a great experience for them.
Yeah. Well, you don't drink, and by the sound of things, you never did drugs, but you do have a sweet tooth.
Well, that I do, yeah, and I made the mistake. I did a thing for Australia, and they sent a crew over to film me before I came as a promotion trip, and I got on my bus, and I pulled a drawer open, and it was full of candy. I mean, every candy you've ever eaten in your life. And so when I get to Australia, everybody brought me candy backstage. It was really funny.
What's your favorite? If you had to have a treat now, what would be the perfect thing to have after a gig?
I love the malted milk balls. I don't know whether you have them or not.
Mountain milk balls? No,
malted
I don't
milk. It's chocolate
right.
balls about an inch wide that have malt inside of them.
They sound good. I don't think we have them here.
Well,
we have to get
I'll bring
them.
You one.
Will you?
I don't know how long it'll last, but... may have mold on it by the time I get there.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
So what can audiences expect so for the gigs? You're obviously in Killarney on the 4th and the 7th of July, and in between that then you're up to us in Dublin on the 5th for your gig in the O2.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a believer that the audience wants to hear hits. And I do some songs that weren't hits, but they're designed to enhance the energy of the show, but basically I do about 25 hit records in the show, and I'm convinced that that's what they want to hear. You can tell the difference, because when the audience hears a song they don't know, they have to work. They have to say, do I like this song? Do I like the way he does it? Do I agree with what it says? All of that is subliminally going on, and that's a lot of work. But when you do a hit song, then they can relax and be a part of the show, and those are my favorite times.
Okay, well, we're going to play out now with another one of your songs. I think it was kind of your first taste of success when you were with
the
First Edition. Yeah, it was a song that was featured on The Big Lebowski back in the day.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, say goodbye to your audience.
Oh, I love this song.
I do, too.
Do you not
love
it?
I'm actually doing it in the show. And in some cases where film... it's possible. I have a film of the First Edition singing it behind me, and I had black hair, so you probably wouldn't recognize me.
I love it. Well, before we let you go as well, thank you very much. You've given us a pair of tickets for the gig in the O2 on the 5th of July. So to Uber Kenny Rogers fans who are listening to us now, want to get their hands on them, just text in Kenny along with your name and where you're from to 53106, and we'll pick a winner in a little while. Kenny Rogers, thank you so, so much.
Sheila, if you get a chance, please come say hello.
Yeah, well, I'm actually hoping to. I really would love to go to the gig, so I have my fingers and toes crossed.
I know some of the people personally.
I love it. Fantastic. I'll have to bring my mum, because she's such a massive fan of yours as well.
Please do.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Well, here you are, your first, I suppose, big hit, really, with the First Edition. I absolutely love it. You'll be singing it in the O2 and Killarney at your gigs. Kenny Rogers with Just Dropped In.
I woke up this morning with the sun down, shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Someone painted April Fool and bit black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah.